New to Medical Device Sales Meetup in Scottsdale, Arizona, May 4th. This is going to be an event where you can come, you can learn from people inside the industry, teaching you how to break into medical device sales, as well as how to actually perform once you're inside the industry. This event's not only going to be for people who are trying to break into medical device sales, but for people who are already in medical device sales. A bunch of different speakers, as well as having the opportunity of having people we've helped break into medical device sales come, introduce themselves, speak, because they're going to be able to share their experiences of what it was like to break in and also what it's like as their experience inside medical device sales. This is also going to be a time not only to learn, but to also network. Like I said, we're going to have people inside the industry, but we're also going to have people outside the industry trying to get inside of medical device sales. And this is a great time to can make those connections that will continue to grow throughout the next several years and your career in medical device sales. Here at New to Medical Device Sales, community is massive for us. And I want to continue to give back to that community, continue to grow and put back into you all and just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in Scottsdale on May 4th for the New to Medical Device Sales Meetup. Click the link below.
Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and today I am so excited about the guest we are bringing you all. Today I get the absolute pleasure to bring in a Navy veteran who was a nurse for 3 years, who was able to break into medical device sales with one of the largest companies while it being on his birthday. So today I get to have Mr. Drew Stanley, who is 32 years old, join the podcast. So Drew, welcome.
Thank you, Jacob. I really appreciate being here. It means a lot. So I'm excited to be here, and it's really cool. It's kind of full circle hearing your podcast before joining and now being on it. So happy to be here.
Man, it is so much fun to have you on here, because what the listeners are all going to find out is like how hard you've worked, what you put in. But it's one of the cool things in the moments of like, you know, I have so many people reach out now that are just like, let me be on your podcast. I'm like, I don't know you. Right. Like, and the thing is now it's just like watching you do all the right things that I know, like there's no questions. I know people are going to get so much value from you. I'm so excited for this episode and for the listeners. And so before we dive too deep into it, can you go into a little more depth about who Drew is?
Yeah. So I'll give you a little, like a 2 minute background about who I am, where I came from, and how I got to where I am right now. So born and raised in Minnesota, super active growing up. I played football, hockey, and baseball. Hockey be my main sport. Did that all through high school. When I approached graduation, my parents are like, hey, you need to go to college. You have to get an education. Super important. But we have no way to help you out. So you got to figure it out. So I did the thing, went to school, took out loans. And when you're 18, 19 years old and you get bills saying $18,000, $19,000, you're like, oh my gosh. And so I really started looking at my different options and different opportunities that I can take. And one of my best friends, his older brother is in the military, and I knew he was a medic. And I knew I always wanted to do something medical, but I didn't really know what it was that I wanted to do. But I saw on Facebook at the time where he was jumping out of planes and diving and doing all this really cool stuff. And I was like, man, I want to do that. Long story short, kind of fast forward through my freshman year, I finished my freshman year. 6 weeks later, I was at boot camp, and that's what I was going for. I was going to be a combat medic. And so I did that, worked with a lot of really cool people along the way, and got to do some really fun stuff. But I always wanted to listen to my parents and go back to school and get my degree. Finished my five-year contract, and I went back to school back in Minnesota, and I knocked out my nursing degree. And I really missed the action. I really missed the high pace. Kind of what you get in the military. And so I decided to go into emergency nursing. And so after I finished up school, I took my first job working in a level 1 trauma center in the ER. And so I've been a nurse ever since.
I love that, man. And if you guys don't know what a level 1 trauma is, you'll find out one day. Hopefully you don't have to find out, because it is definitely a crazy world. But Drew, I really want to just touch for a second is we get a lot of people from the military looking at making that jump into medical device sales and being like, hey, I don't really know what I want to do. But like, again, a lot of them will come out. Some of them have a degree already. Some of them have been working on a degree, and some of them didn't have the degree. And like you went back to it. Coming from the military of like, hey, you made that choice, like you said, to go jump out and do all the fun things, but then going back into like school, and then like, what made it about med device sales? Because you went to the level 1 trauma, you wanted the action. to make that move? Because we, like I said, I get so many messages from people that are like, hey, I'm getting out of the Army, the Marine Corps, the Navy, or like Air Force, whatever it is. They're in, they've done their 4 years or 8 years, whatever it is. They're ready to look at something else. Just being from that background and looking at like, hey, what about med device sales got you? And what do you feel like possibly your time in the military actually helped you go that route and like help you through that process?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think there's a lot that comes with anybody who has military experience. Yeah, for me, at least, it really, really shaped who I was as a young individual, some of my early years. And so a lot of hard work, long days, all the things that go into play when I think that carries over into being a successful medical device rep. I think to me, that's something that stands out the most. And also the competitive nature. I think a lot of people in the military, a lot of people who played sports, I think a lot of people can relate, but just being a competitive person. Yeah. And I really miss that. I really miss that aspect about the military, which is why one of the many reasons that I was drawn towards medical device. And, you know, having that competitive spirit and having a good team around you, there's a lot of aspects that go hand in hand. So I think it's a great route for someone like that with that background to really flourish and be successful in this type of industry.
I love that, man. And I wanted you just to touch on that because, again, I get a lot of people and they might be like, oh, but I don't have the clinical background or whatever it is, right? But I'm like, if you went to the military, you got told what to do, you had to go hard, you had to like follow orders and you had to be on time and all this stuff, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the military, you get discharged, all these things. The reason I'm just saying that is there's so many people that like, it goes back, you've heard me say this in the course, there's a lot of things that you just can't teach. You either have it or you don't. And a lot of the people I see from the military, they have like the big structure of showing up on time, doing what they say they're going to do, like the hard work ethic, being competitive, like being able to not just be a selfish jerk at all times, right? At certain times you have to be, right? But like they understand teamwork and all that that goes with it. And so I just wanted you to touch on that for a second, because like, again, I get a lot of the people from the military, but then some rep who's never served our country or never done it. First off, thank you to every single person who served our country. They're going to be like, oh, but you can't do this because of whatever, man. Let me just sit here and tell you, I couldn't do the military, because as you can tell, if someone tells me what to do, I'm not the best person in the world just to be like, yeah, please tell me what to do. And I'm going to follow the orders when I know more than you. But that's just ego in my head coming out, right? So the reason I say that to everyone in the military listening to it is like, you have a great background because you have all the intangible things that a lot of times can't be taught. And then if you can go and bring that into what we'll talk about here in a little bit of like that process, it goes a long way. So I really appreciate you saying that of like, hey, there are a lot of the things that you learned that brought you to where you're at today from the military background. But then you got into nursing. And so we have a lot of nurses. So you just, that's what I'm saying. You hit two, like, that's why I know this is going to provide so much value. But then what do you feel like being a nurse helped you like learn in that process and then make you really understand that you really did want to do med device sales? Because right now I am not kidding when I say I probably get between 10 and 20 nurses per week hitting me up saying, I'm done, I'm burnt out, I can't do this anymore, I'm treated like crap, I can only grow if my pay is like, if I work more, the opportunity for growth is all this. So there's all these things. What was it that it helped you learn when you were a nurse? And then also from there, what was the reason you decided like, hey, I'm going to start looking at med device sales from nursing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like there's a lot of building blocks from the military. And then a lot of things that I'm taking away from nursing and things that you kind of add to your own personal bag. For me, it was my family. So I love what I do. I love my patients and being able to make a difference in their lives. It's the reason I got into healthcare in the first place.
Yep.
Kind of like what you said, you're capped at the amount of hours that you can pick up and amount that you can make. And yeah, you can branch off and go different directions. But for me, kind of working in that environment, I knew it wasn't exactly the direction that I wanted to go. And being in the hospital, I'm a pretty friendly guy. I strike up conversation with a lot of people, and I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of different reps over the course of my few years being in the hospital. And every conversation I have with them, I fell more in love with the idea of getting into medical device. And, you know, I want to be able to have an effect on somebody and be able to provide care. For me, I personally felt like I don't need to be at the bedside for 12 and a half hours to feel like I'm making a difference. There's so many routes that you can take to be able to affect someone. So, so that was one aspect of it. And another point is that I'm engaged. So when you start thinking about, okay, you're going to pay for a wedding, weddings are super expensive. And then eventually you want to be able to buy a house and have kids and all these things that you want to be able to have. And although I love what I do, it's not financially feasible with the lifestyle that my fiance and I want to be able to have. So the, in a nutshell, I would say opportunity for more growth. And so that was a big draw for me.
Yeah, man, I absolutely love that. And it's so true because, again, I talk to people all the time, but a lot of people don't understand is why I got into med device sales. And I say I always wanted to help people and stuff, but like, you know, I had some family things that were going on at my life and I didn't know if I was going to be getting family members at the time and have to like help raise and do stuff like that. And like, I remember having a real talk with one of the people I was training at the time. And I'm like, hey, is 50 or 70 or 80 grand enough to like raise a family in Scottsdale, Arizona? And they're like, well, I don't know, man. Like that would be rough in it. Right. And so for me, it made me just start thinking about other opportunities. Right. And so I love that you said that because, again, a lot of the people we do get is like, they started doing something, but then they start looking long term of like, hey, what do I actually want out of life? Like, right? Because when we're young, we're doing all the stuff. It's like, I'm going to go attack this. But then like, what happens when I do meet someone or, hey, when I do have that or where I want to go? Like, there's nothing wrong with, I talk to people all the time, I just want to have a nice lifestyle. That's awesome. That's not a bad thing. Like that you like the nicer things in life that cost money. Like that's not, like, I will just fully transparent. I want to put it out there. The people who make under $100,000 a year, they'll tell you you're greedy, you're a bad person, whatever it is, because they can't understand it. Like fully transparent, as people who have family members, if you talk about stuff over 100K and all that, oh, must be nice to be rich and all this stuff, right? But if you actually like look at what do you want the life to look like, it's so cool to watch where you're at now, getting hired, where you're at hired. We ain't worried about that no more. We're getting like the wedding's coming. You're going to have a great one. And so I appreciate you just sharing that. Is like, again, I know a lot of nurses will probably relate to that, but other people, it's okay to want more. It's okay when you start planning out your life. Like, for goodness sake, what I want you guys to hear is Drew's 32. I have people who are like, I'm 27. I've missed the boat. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? Like Luis, I just posted on LinkedIn. He's over the age of 40. He's in with us and he's doing great already in interviews, right? It's like, you've never missed the boat. It's your age. It's not that, it's the mindset, right? So I love that you mentioned that. And now you were like, hey, I'm going to do med device sales. Now I've been so thankful to have you in the course. And it's been such a pleasure becoming, just watching you mature and watch you grow and go through your journey, but also become friends during that process. What I wanted to ask is, what about the course was like, hey, I know I want to do med device sales, but that brought you to be like, hey, I don't want to do it on my own because I don't know what I'm doing. What was that part of like, hey, why we're on a call and you come into the course?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started looking at medical device, maybe like a month or two before I initially even reached out to you. So I was trying it on my own and I was reaching out and I felt like there were just gaps in my ability to reach out and have form really good connections. And the interview process was super new to me. And so I started trying to learn some more. And then I was at the gym one day. I remember I was sitting at the gym. I kind of got tired of listening to the music that I was listening to. I was like, I'm just going to change it up. And I'm just going to listen to a podcast. And I just typed in medical device sales. And your podcast is the first one that came up. And boom, I just hit it. And I listened to it. Ever since then, I hadn't stopped listening. And I think I went like a few weeks and listened to almost every single episode and finally reached out to you. And when I made that shift, when I finally started listening to the things that you were saying, and then reached out to you and then joined the course, I could tell a huge difference in my ability to reach out and network and just knowing the fine way to kind of weave your way through the conversations and just it was just more of a flawless process for me. And so I think that's what made the big difference is when I decided to reach out and to kind of take that leap of faith. And yeah, I don't regret any bit of it. So it was great.
No, man, I appreciate that. And it's been so fun, like you said, like watching you mature through this process. And guys, when I say that, it's not like Drew wasn't already a mature guy, like doing all this stuff. It's like, what people don't understand is this process to get into med device sales is a grind. Even though we can do it quickly, it is a grind and you become a different person because you have to. You're talking to people who are making $200,000, $300,000, $500,000. You're talking to people who run territories, millions of dollars worth. You know, like, yes, you're a nurse and you're talking to it, but it's a different conversation than talking to Sharon, the nurse, or your clinical leader, all that stuff, compared to talking to Jim, the VP, who's running a division that's worth over $100 million. Those are the things that you go through. And one thing I want to really mention, I want to bring out for everybody to hear is, one thing that I really love about your story, Drew, is you were landlocked. Like, people always like, hey, you know, can I only get in if I have to move and stuff? And the conversations, no, we can get you hired wherever. I just always fully transparent. I remember our conversation is, hey, if you're in a smaller area, it could take a little longer, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I wanted to kind of talk about for a second real quick is, You know, it did take you a little longer than 8 weeks, right? It took us more closer to that, like 3 to 4 month mark. But it's because your fiance, awesome, is in grad school. Even though you want to go, you had opportunities to go other places, like you needed to stay so you can actually spend your life with her and where it's important and like grow that. So can you kind of just talk about what it was like to be like, hey, I'm not able to go to California or Florida or North Carolina, like Raleigh, all these other places. It was like, hey, I do have to find a place in specific. And it wasn't like you're in this crazy massive city like LA, right? Like you're in a smaller area and it's like, I got to stay here. Can you just talk about navigating that process?
Yeah. I think the thing that that I noticed is that when I reached out, when I started really hitting it hard and knowing how to reach out and how to have those good conversations, things started flowing. I reached out to somebody in a total different state, just trying to learn, taking any information I could. And she reached out to someone else that was kind of close to where I live. He's like, I would hire you, I would interview you right now. And he's like, are you able to move? And when you started having those really good conversations, opportunities really started presenting themselves. And every time I was like, unfortunately I can't, I really appreciate it. And so it made it really difficult. And so I would say the thing that helps the most is that I had to hold myself accountable and I had to stay consistent because there are opportunities. My medical device is huge. And there are opportunities, but if you let back at all, like you have to be all in. And if you let back, there are going to be opportunities that pass you by and you don't even know that it's in your area. So that's all I have to say about that is you gotta be consistent.
Yep.
That's the most important thing.
I love that, man. And well, so one of the things I talk with a lot of our people is they'll be like, oh, I have to stay here. And then I'm like, that's why it's even more importantly to do it right. Because for example, if you're going and you're having just random conversations with Johnny in LA and you're like in Washington, you're like, I'm not going to California, so it's cool. Guess what? Like you can go and maybe not show up right on time or maybe ask really silly questions or just whatever. And who cares? But like when you're where you were, you're in a small specific area. Guess what? There's only so many people in that area. And guess what? You talk to other people. There's only so many people. So that's why like we talk about, especially inside the course and the mentorship that we do is like making sure you actually know what to do to stand out. So people are, when you're getting on a call with another state, are making calls on your behalf to actually help you. Because if you go on and you're just some average Joe saying, so what's your advice for me to break into med device sales? Like every single human listening to this podcast does. That's when they're like, I don't understand why I'm not moving on. It's because these people don't want to put their name behind you compared to like what you just said. You're getting on calls and you're like, hey, this is what I'm doing. And they're so impressed that they're calling other people on your behalf. And then even though you weren't able to take every single one, you still went hard. You were able to leverage some of those opportunities, even though we knew we weren't going to take those because then it's just playing the game. Like we always say, right? You were in a specific area and you're like, I had to it. And that's why it's even more importantly to know how to do it the right way. Because otherwise it can be a slippery slope and you only get so many DMs and messages on LinkedIn and calls before people are like, this person doesn't know what they're doing. They might be nice or hardworking, but yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. And I think being in a really small area for anybody who is listening to, it's just, you only have one opportunity to make a first impression. And although medical device is a huge industry, there's people who know each other everywhere. There's, you know, and so one opportunity to make your first impression. So you need to do it right. Not only are you reaching out the right way, but you need to also follow up the right way. And these are things that I learned in this course. And I learned from Jacob how to do appropriately to make myself successful, because it is a lot harder when you're in a smaller area. So yeah. I wanted to note that as well. Yeah.
No, that's so good, man. So can you kind of talk about like, you went through the ringer. You did a bunch of different interview processes with a bunch of different companies. Can you kind of just talk about like what your experience was? Like, I don't need you to be like, interview one is this, interview two is this, right? Like, but kind of what was that experience? What did you learn by going through those processes?
The more you do it, the more you're familiar with it, the easier it comes. And at the end of the day, something that really stuck with me is just going into interview and just be, and it's a lot easier said than done, but just be yourself. You know, just being yourself. Everyone puts their right foot forward, their best foot forward when they go into interviews and they want to say the perfect things. But I think when you really learn how to be yourself, show who you are, show your true colors, they're gonna pick up on that and they're gonna know that you're the right person for them, and they can sniff it out if you're not being genuine in what you're doing. And so I think that's something that helped me the most when I kind of learned how to just relax and just let the process, you know, do its own thing and just be part of it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's a great point. We have this talk, right? So just so you guys know, is like, if you will ever meet Drew is like an overachiever. He like is, just so you guys know, like I've talked about him and Darren, we had people reaching out to us on their behalf saying, I've never watched people do it this way. be this buttoned up, or this is this good, right? And the reason I'm just saying that is like, Drew, that's a lot to you, man. It's the person you are. But the one thing I had to continue to remind Drew is he is a freaking prize, baby. He is the gym. And what I want you all to hear right now is we have this a lot of times on our, in our course calls, is a lot of people are trying to get a job, right? And what happens is they feel like they need a job. The one thing I had to keep reminding Drew is you don't need a job. You got your job paying you. We're cool, man. You want a job. So guess what? When you go off from a needing of like, I need this, to people out there that I want you to hear right now, when you're trying to get a job, you don't know what you're doing, and you're like, oh my gosh, you're giving me a thing. And then you go get all desperate. That's why you're not getting a job. Compared to one of the comments I would say very many times in the course is like, the Drew train has left the station. They are either hopping on or hopping off, right? It's not our job to be like, oh my gosh, please take me, all this stuff. Because guess what? It might not be the right fit, right? And what you said, I really want people to hear, is what we talk so much about, is be authentically you. Because guess what happens, and where I see so many people get exhausted? They're trying to guess how they should act for a person they don't know and how they're going to respond. First off, it's exhausting. Second off, you'll never figure it out. Third off, you're going up against salespeople. They can tell when you're faking, as anyone can fake, right? And so the reason I'm telling that is you've got to be authentically you, and it's got to be a great match. And just understand, not every company is going to be a great match for you. Not every company you should take a job with. But that's what everyone misses, because when you don't know what you're doing, you're like, I need a job. I need a job. Oh my God, I've got to go through 6 months, 3 months, 5 months, a year, and I still don't have a job. I need whatever gives me a shot, I'll take it, right? And it goes back to what we teach you guys in the course and we talk about. It's the equivalent of being out on a date and be like, great, why'd you go out on a date with me? And they're like, you're the only person who said yes. Doesn't make you feel that special. So I want everyone to hear that, is like, why Drew was so successful is he was the person who's like, I'm going to do this. He did it the right way. He did it awesome. But why I also had to continue to remind him is, hey man, we don't need to follow up on this call, or we don't need to do certain things here, because we don't need to come off needy at all, man. And the reason I'm just so proud of you on that, man, is like, to watch what you just came in at, what your salary's at. Like, it's what we talked off air. It's like so cool to see where you're at now, from where you were as a nurse to we're now in MedDevice. It's the least amount of money you're ever going to make now, which is way more than what you were originally making. And the reason I say that is because why? Because you knew the value of you, and you knew the company that was going to take a shot on you was going to be the right fit. And it's why you also got the call on your birthday, because they cared about you. And so I want you to speak about what I just said a little bit, because you are living proof of it. And you did it great, a great job on being able to handle that, even though you are a high achiever. You want to keep going. You want to show all them the right way, but also being able to hold it back to show them that you don't need them. Like, if they want to hop on your train, it's great. And you know you're going to perform for them. But if you don't, guess what? Somebody will, and you will be a great rep for them as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you put it that way. As the Drew train has left the station, that's something that I kept thinking about. I was thinking about earlier today too. And this kind of taps into what I was saying earlier with just trusting the process. Just be you. Just be genuine. And going into that one of those bigger interviews with the company that I got in with, that's something I just wanted to keep in mind, is like, hey, they're either going to love you or they're not. And you just need to trust the process. And I'm so grateful that's the mindset that I went in with, because they got to see me for me. And I couldn't be happier. So it's a great feeling. I'm super happy. Just trusting the process though.
Yeah.
Listening to the advice that you gave me, and just staying calm through it all. And that was super helpful for me.
I love that, man. And I want to just put this again, just to help somebody out there right now, is, you know, being able to get MedDevice jobs. Everyone asked me, hey, how did you get like a full-time job with Medtronic as a full line rep making six figures right away? But what they don't understand is, like, I also got accepted into three occupational therapy schools. Just to give you guys a real quick note, if you don't understand, you're going up against 2,000 to 3,000 applicants, and they only accept between like 20 and 40 people, right? And I was fortunate enough to get into three schools. And the reason I tell you that, not to be like, I'm some amazing people, like, you hear how I talk, you watch my stuff, like, I'm not anything special. The reason I'm sitting here telling you want to know how I've been able to win those kind of interviews, you know how I've been able to win massive med device company interviews? Because I always went in with the same mindset. I already don't have the job. If I don't get this, my life literally changes 0%. I have nothing to lose. So I'm just going to go prepare and do what I need to do and come in relaxed and be me, authentically me. And if they want to be a part of that, awesome. And I can't wait to be a part of that. But if they don't want to, guess what? I'm going to go live my life the exact same. Nothing changed. But what happens is where people miss the disconnect is they start playing, oh, if I make 100 grand, if I make $150,000, I could do this and this and this. And then they're coming from a lack of, they come off a needy place. And then you put all this freaking out, because I remember being in OT like interviews, and they, what they do is they have you go off and do panels, but you're sitting there and you're with all the other students, about 100 at a time. I'll just never remember. I was sitting there, and one time this girl's like on her notes, scribbling, oh my God, almost crying. And I just was like, I stood up and walked away, and I was like, I got to get away from this person. And I looked at her, I literally looked at her, and I was like, what are you so freaked out about? It's my future. It's all this. And I'm like, if you don't get in, apply back next year. You're not going to be dead after this. Like, if you don't get it, your whole world's over. Everyone thinks that. But like, the truth of it is, go back to what you were already doing and get a little bit better. So I just wanted to state that to someone out there, because that's the mindset that Drew took into those interviews, and why he got a great offer, and why they were like so excited for him, is because he wasn't like knocking down their door to beg there to be there. He knew what he brought. He actually went in, knew what to do, brushed it throughout the process, and they were excited for him to be a part of it. And that's what it should be. Is last thing I just want to say on this statement and on this topic is, when your company's coming for you, they should be excited for you. The best text that we get is when a manager's like, it just happened with one of our people. Please don't take the job. HR's being a little late. Like, the offer's coming. They're begging you because they want you so bad. That's when you know it's a great relationship. Like, you talked about it on office hours when we celebrated it. They cared enough about you. They knew they were going to hire you, but they just decided to wait on your birthday to let you know. Like, how cool is that?
That's when you know you're with a really cool place that just cares about you as a person. And yeah, I think it's very, very special to have that. And if I had hopped on different opportunities, which were there, I wouldn't be sitting here right now having this conversation. So you can trust the process, be patient with it, and listen to your coaches, because it'll all be worth it. I promise.
I always like to do the question of like, hey, Drew, people are going to reach out to you and they're going to ask your advice. And so what's some of your advice that you would give, whether they have sales experience, you didn't have sales experience, right? So like, what's your advice to that person who's like, I'm trying to break into medical device sales. Like, what would you tell me? What would you give them?
When you think about it, I'd just say, if I was to say one word, I'd say be consistent. Be consistent and be all in. It's a hard process. It's a long process. You can have ups and downs and different things, but you can't let your foot off the gas. Because if you want to be successful, whether you're getting in or obviously when you get into medical device, you have to be consistent, whether it's reaching out to people or you're following up. That's what's going to make you successful. And so it all starts from consistency and just set that standard for yourself, but always exceed it.
I love that, man. I'm just want to touch this to everybody right now. You want to know why most people aren't successful? They're too emotional. They only do stuff when they're based on emotions. They do it when they're motivated. They only do it when it feels good. You want to know the difference between the winners and the losers? The winners don't care how they feel. They just do it anyway. I can just sit here and tell you, my friends, as somebody who has built businesses, has been successful in med device sales, you want to know what changed? If I was having a good day or a bad day, nothing. The work still had to get done. And the top performers you talk to will say the exact same thing. Because guess what? We're all going to have family stuff that comes up. We're all going to have life, like the tire blows, whatever it is. There's going to be things that happen. But what Drew just said, I need you to go back and listen to real quick. It's be consistent. Because I watch reps be consistent for a week and they stop. I watch people trying to break into this industry be consistent for 3 days on LinkedIn and they stop for 4 days. And they, I don't understand what's not going on. It's because it's what we talk about, whether you're trying to get in or once you break in. What are you doing every single day to move the needle closer to where your goal is? And so I want you all to hear that. That is some of the best advice you could have gave, Drew, is like, it's so true. It's just consistency is so underrated, because even now I can sit here and tell you with multiple businesses that we run, you want to know why we beat everybody else? We just do it every day. There's like, there is nothing else. Everyone's like, what's the secret? 4 years. You guys are listening to this podcast 4 years, every single week podcast, sometimes two. Oh, I wish. And everyone's like, I'm going to go do it. Right? Like they have all these stats and stuff. So the reason I'm saying that is like Drew for 4 months, 3 to 4 months, guess what he was every single day. And guess what? There were days that like, hey, got rejected from a thing. You know what I said? go eat some ice cream and eat some peanut butter, feel bad for yourself that night. But guess what he didn't do the next day? Feel bad. He went and crushed it. And so I just want to like tell you that, you're like how proud I am of you, because it is not an easy journey, what you just went through, and to see the success and you on the other side. It's like so exciting for me to know that it's only going to go up from here. Your income is going to go up from here. The life that you're building with your fiance is, and like soon to be wife, like it's going to be so amazing. I just want you to know how excited I truly am for you.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot. And I could not be happier with the decision that I made. And, you know, taking that leap of faith, kind of like I said earlier, 100% worth it. And I would not be sitting here right now if it wasn't for reaching out to you and working with you along the way. And so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And I do want to give a shout out, because I know she helped a lot too. Miss Rocks, like, that's our girl getting on calls and leaving it. So I always appreciate her as well. And the one Absolutely. Last thing I want to do before we leave is, you know, I just want you to give a little bit of encouragement to somebody who's a nurse or somebody who's in the military, and just giving some encouragement, because what I've learned and what I love about our channel and being able to do is I want to give some encouragement to somebody who's feeling a little lost, just had a bad shift, might not have a lot of money to them, whatever it is, right? They're in the military, they're in the nursing, they're dragging, they're doing a 12-hour shift for the third day in a row. They're just trying to make ends meet, which I know you understand. What's your encouragement to that person?
Yeah, you come with so much value, whether you're a nurse, whatever branch of the military you're in, whatever your background might be, you come with so much value, so much training, and obviously you care about yourself, but big thing too, you care about others. You care about others, and that's kind of what this whole thing's all about. That's what life is about, right? And I think a big thing with medical device is like, you get it. At the end of the day, it's the patient first, right? And so you come with a lot of value, and there's long days, hard days. And I promise you that if you make that leap, if this is something that you're considering and you make that transition, you make that leap of faith, it's going to be worth it. Because when you get that phone call one day, it's going to feel really, really good, and all your hard work will be worth it. And so you've got a lot of power coming from your background, so put it to use. So that's what I would say, put it to use.
I love that, man, because just to echo that, my friends, everyone who just listened to that, the military and nursing is like, you have great backgrounds. Don't let somebody tell you from that's been somewhere in 10 years or has an ego tell you why you'll never break in. It's not true. We show it every single day. We do. That's why we do these, is it's possible. And so I just want you to continue to know you guys are doing the hard work. Like, you've already put in the hard work and doing the jobs that you have. Like, that's what people don't understand. So take that same time and energy, use that same hard work, and then go get it to a spot where you can use that hard work and get compensated for it. And so, Drew, I just want to just say again, man, I am so dang proud of you. Like, one of the coolest moments of this is getting to connect with other great human beings, man. And you are a heck of a guy, man. You are a great dude. And this is just the beginning, and I can't wait to watch you absolutely crush medical device sales, because I know we are going to watch you and you are going to soar, and this is just the beginning for you. So I just want to first off congratulate you on officially breaking into medical device sales, but also for taking time to just share and hopefully encourage some of our listeners, because I know your background is going to connect with a lot of people, man.
That's what it's all about. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, like I said at the very beginning, it's really cool to be full circle from the guy listening to everybody's podcast and now being on the other side of the screen. And I'm so happy to be here. So thank you for everything. And yes, thank you to Roxy. She's absolutely amazing. All the hard work. So I couldn't be happier.
Man, that's so awesome. And again, thanks again. If you guys are interested in breaking into medical device sales, our average person as of right now is breaking in 8.2 weeks at $94,478. You can click the link below or check out newtomedicaldevicesales.com. You can also just see New to Medical Device Sales on every platform. Reach out to us on LinkedIn. Always love connecting with you all. And if you can, press that like and subscribe button. It does help us grow this channel. But until next time, I hope you all keep crushing it. Go after your goals. And Drew, once again, thanks for joining us, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.